In Corpus Christi, Texas, a multi-million dollar lawsuit was settled today, just hours before jury selection was to begin. The suit was brought by the victim of a rollover accident involving a Ford Explorer that was equipped with Firestone tires. It would have been the first time a rollover case had gone to trial since Firestone recalled millions of tires back in August. Negotiations continued until the early hours of the morning between attorneys for the injured woman and the two companies, Ford and Firestone. And as NPR's Jackie Northam reports now, the settlement includes some very unusual items.
The settlement brings an end to months of hard negotiating between lawyers from Ford, Bridgestone Firestone, and Donna Bailey, who was left a quadriplegic after the Ford Explorer she was riding in flipped over when the tread separated on one of the vehicle's Firestone tires. Bailey sued Ford and Firestone for $100 million. Although no one would disclose the details, Bailey's lawyer, Michael Watts, says the amount of the settlement was unprecedented. But Watts says the money wasn't everything for Bailey.
Donna was not interested in solely a monetary settlement. She was interested in her case being an instrument for advancing the public safety issue of what's wrong with the Ford Explorer and the Firestone tires.
Watts says Bailey went along with the agreement because Ford agreed to examine every Explorer and Firestone tire involved in a rollover accident. The company will also make public every piece of information it has on both the vehicles and the tires. Watts says that goes a long way to finding out what's causing the accidents.
Right now, a lot of those documents are being bottled up with protective orders such that maybe the lawyers get to see them, but the public doesn't. And so one of the great victories of this lawsuit is that the public should have a right to know, and now they have a contractual right to know.
But in keeping with how it settled other cases, Ford went one step further, says its spokesperson, Susan Cruzell.
Ford representative specifically asked for the opportunity to meet with Mrs. Bailey to express their condolences on a personal level. That meeting did take place with Mrs. Bailey on Sunday. We offered our condolences for her tragic accident, and Mrs. Bailey expressed her gratitude for our representatives taking the time to meet with her.
Bailey asked that the meeting with Ford representatives be videotaped without audio. Firestone representatives did not meet with Bailey, and the company lawyers did not reach the same settlement terms regarding inspections and making documents public. Although they are co-defendants, Ford and Firestone have been negotiating separately. Bailey's lawyer, Watts, says that's because each company has its own theory about what happened. Firestone says the tires on Bailey's vehicle were not part of the 6.5 million that were recalled in August. Firestone attorney Dan Adamitis says it hasn't been determined whether it's the tires or the vehicle that's causing the accidents.
When we look at the ultimate situation here, you know, we've done our best to explain why tires have failed, but there really is, I think, another question to be asked for anybody who's objectively trying to analyze these situations as to why does the vehicle roll over when it has a tire failure.
The judge in the case must review the settlement before it's final. When Bailey's case is wrapped up, lawyers for Ford and Firestone can turn their attention to the 200 other cases still pending. Jackie Northam, NPR News.